Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, man. And with the local DVD news, Ella Cool J with a twist and come back. More as well. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. What's up with fear? Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, exploding. Overpowering, over the competition. I'm towering, wrecking shop. When I drop these lyrics, that'll make you call the cops. Don't you dare stare. You better move. Don't ever compare me to the rest that are all in slice and dice. Competition's paying the price. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. Don't you call this a regular jam. I'm gonna rock this land. I'm gonna take this city, bitty world by storm. And I'm just getting warm. Just like Muhammad Ali, they call them cats. Watch me fast, this beat like a song. That you knew I had beef with. Why do you mess with me? The maniac psycho. And when I pull out my jammy, get ready, cause that might go blow. How you like me now? The ripple will not allow. You to get with Mr. Flip, don't rip. Listen to my kid tip. I'm blasting, I'm blasting. Kinda like that, so you can say I'm shafting.
Well, this is the Cadillac and Baby Boy Show. Welcome to the fans once more and again to another Friday night of what's going down in the racing world. We got a little noise in the background. We out and about, and doors are open and closed. So kind of bear with us for a minute here. But
hey, D, how you
baby.
Doing, Mike?
What's
D,
up,
how you baby? Doing tonight,
what's
brother?
Happening? What's happening? What's happening?
I ain't gonna know where I was. I was trying to learn the business of this girls racing thing. I was trying to learn it, and I got breaking news. I got breaking news. We got breaking news. It's before we got announcements and things of that nature. Big Dragon with the Buick Boys and Captain. They say DD got dogged up at the Grove. He talking crazy because he lost. And Big Dragged and whooped them people, man. And you know, it is what it is. You know, everybody got to be a winner, and somebody got to be a loser in this thing, Uncle D. And I know you know.
I don't know what he's talking crazy. He lost. He lost.
Well, that's the comeback off Big Sham show about why guys won't. Do what they need to do in drag racing. Drag racing is supposed to be win or lose situations. They don't supposed to have no grudges about this thing, man. You know, if I lose,
well, see,
that's
one of the mistakes that they made when they even started calling it grudge racing. You know, this thing revolved, like I said, like I tried to tell my man Skin last week. I've said several times, we revolved into some mess when we hooked up and started trying to conform our racing over to what they do in the South. And that's all we did, whether he wanted to accept it or not, that's what happened. Now, perfect example. No one up here called it grudge racing. We called it drag racing. I've been doing it over 40 years. And for over the 40-plus years I've been doing it, we called it drag racing.
Right.
Calling
okay.
it grudge
okay.
racing now, that's just another way of showing what's going on right now. Now you got a man with a grudge against another guy over what? Over a few dollars that you lost, or a few dollars that you won, over a race that you won, a race that you lost. Man, listen, win or lose, going to be friends at the end of the day.
Well, the thing is about Uncle D, I just configurate things with drag racing, man, because drag racing shouldn't have to be with arguing and every thing that the nature with getting personal and being at home. Drag racing is supposed to be getting your car to the line and burning it out and the best man win. Now, you got so many guys that have so many stipulations in drag racing and stuff like that. And girls racing world, man, listen to baby boy, man, when I talk to you, man. I'm not talking to you just talking to you. I'm talking to you just getting to the water box and having a friendly grudge race. Just if I'm me and D are racing. If I feel if he's trying to test his car out, if I'm trying to test my car out on him, guess what? If he say, well, you know what, baby, when we get up there, I don't think you can beat me. And he say, well, I don't think you can beat me. Let it be that for what it is. So if you bet on the side of bet with them two cars going down the track or whatever that may be, you know, you don't let it go down, man. You know, don't get in the middle of something. You got so many, Uncle D, say the prayer, man. Please say the prayer, man, because I'm finna start talking, man, and I don't want to start talking like that. Go on here, Uncle D. Say the prayer, man, for the show and the Clocks Off family is free. You guys, the fans that's listening, is free to go in to clocksoff.com, Motor City Mafia. We all together. So, you know, just come in and, you know, if you want to press the one button, just press the one button and Uncle D going to pray before we going to start the show. So you guys do what you need to do. Uncle D is all handing over to you, brother. we were just saying, man, you know, everybody, you know, in this girls' world, man, just come together, man, because this racing and this girls thing is way built to the extent that you are never a father. Yeah, father. That's the word I'm going to use, father. Because you got so many guys that's coming in this girls' game or just racing itself, just want to, you know, show their time. They don't care. Whatever you want to do, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, what you want to do, man, you know, you do what it is, what you're supposed to do. And, you know, you get to the track, and, you know, you pick your poison, man. You just pick your poison, man. You know, so, breaking news, I'm going to tell you, Big Drag whooped the Buick boys tonight at the Grove. I'm waiting for another call. Once I was supposed to go to the track tonight, but I didn't go to the track tonight because I was working. And by me being doing something more so than my hobby, I had to work. So I'm gonna say that. Hello. Okay, well, we don't got nobody else nothing to say, but I was just saying that, you know, to do anything that father, more so than, you know, drag racing and stuff like that, you got to take care of your house and stuff like that. So, and to get to a car or anything of that nature, so anybody got anything to say? Our topic tonight should be, me personally, I think, if a guy comes from grudge racing and then he go and feather the track and he go to class racing, how should he be respected and he showed his time? And, you know, grudge racing is a certain thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain part of life because you don't want nobody to know.
What kind of car Big Drag has?
He had his Dodge. He had his Dart.
He raced.
Well, who are we speaking with? First of all, who are we speaking with, brother?
Why you want to know?
I'm just asking who we speaking with. You speaking on my mic, and I'm on my mic. I'm on my show. So since I'm on my show, you got to tell me your name. If you don't want, you want to be anonymous, you can be anonymous. That's fine.
Cadillac Joe Killer.
Cadillac Joe Killer, that's fine and dandy. Now, I got Country Pimp calling me on my other line to try to find out what's going on. I'm supposed to be going to the track to find out. I'm supposed to have live coverage now. Who are we talking, who are we speaking with tonight?
This Cal from Cal City.
How you doing, Cal City Cal?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. Would you put your car in a shootout to where, you know, you got your time show and then you got other guys in the girls racing scene to make you look like you a clown. Like, you know, you just posted your time up there. Now you posted your time. Now you ain't got no more action. Gal City.
Maybe they ain't getting no action nowhere else.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. I'm trying to get at to well the guys in the girls racing community they can, you know, if they can flip the fence, if they want to flip the fence by them having a car, they can do what they want to do with their car because that's their car.
That's how I feel. You can do what you want to do with your car.
You know, so
if you don't want to race them, don't race them. But individuals can do what they want to do with their car.
So I'm asking, like, what are you going to do? Are you going to support just grudge racing, or you just a racer? You just do whatever. Well, you show your time. What is it, Cal?
Right now, I ain't showing my time. No.
Okay, well, you know, like I say, you know, I because it's been all on Facebook, and you know, it's been all on, you know, I've been watching Drag Race and Well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. What I'm trying to get at, Cal City. What I'm asking you is this here, brother. If you faster than Stevie Jackson, if your tuner got your car faster than Stevie Jackson, right? And that's one of the fastest, quote unquote, back and forth flip flop races in grudge racing. Would you run them? If you think you better than them, would you run them, Cal City? That's what I'm asking.
If I think I'm faster than Stevie Jackson, yeah, I'll run him.
If you faster than him, would you run him? Would should it be a problem? Should it be a problem with you running them, or should it be a problem with the things that I saw on the internet today, saying that, you know, it's a lot of discrepancy with guys coming back from class racing and going back into grudge racing. That's what I'm trying to get at, bro. You ain't trying to listen to me.
I can care less, you know. If I feel I can get them, I'll get them, and I can care less what the individual think about what I'm doing. If they don't want to run it, they don't want to run them, don't run them. They worried about somebody figuring out what they running, you know, close to or whatever it may be. Don't run them. That's all to it.
Well, that's the same thing with what we dealing with right now. Big Sham, come on, Big Sham show tonight on Cadillac Joe show and Baby Boy show. What I was saying was, is this here. You know, you deal with parts, you deal with guys that's dealing with grudge racing because you got guys that got this on their car, this and that, and you racing parts type mess. And you got power to make certain power. So what is it to make these guys race, man? It's like, damn, man, what is it? Is it a problem for you to give me a kind of break, and I need a kind of break with my car, and I say, Cal City, Cal. I say, man, look, I need a kind of break.
You know who used to ask that?
What's that?
You know, Cadillac Joe? He'd be a good candidate for that question.
Well, where you at?
I'm right here. What's up, fellas? Now, I've been hearing y'all talking about getting my code.
Wait, Cadillac, before y'all start, though, what was the Buick boys running? What car they had?
They had Zeus. They had the all steel. They had the all steel Regal. The all steel car. On the spray. They gave Big Drag the brake. They had on YouTube. They had the all steel car. They gave him the brake.
Big Drag the brake.
And they still looking for Drag. They still looking for him.
Yeah, who's spray?
Drag ran on motor. They dragged the brake, and the Buick boys run on spray and gave him the hit. And they still looking for Big Drag. I had a couple of calls. I didn't get the call here because I'm on my show. So, kind of like Joe, what you got to say, baby?
So, Drag got a street car?
Most of them cars are street cars, bro. All them cars are street cars. Whoever asking in the background, they talking too much. Both of them cars are street cars. Big Drag got all seats, I don't know if he got steel bumpers. No, he got all steel bumpers on. He got all steel. That car is pretty as all. I wouldn't be drag with me personally. I wouldn't be drag racing the car. I'd be taking the car to the car show. The Buick boys have a all steel Buick 86, 87, 85 Regal, and
Buick Motor on the nitrous, and they gave them people the break, and they still looking for Big Drag with the Hemi. Big Drag got a Hemi in it, got a bench seat, all the interior in it, everything in it. Radio work, all in both of them cars.
You got the car on the break tomorrow, baby boy.
Man, I ain't got nothing but my show. Stop doing me like that, Big Rob. I'm gonna give you what you looking for. You keep on, Rob. You keep on doing me like that. Guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna give you what you looking for. You ain't Raylo. You ain't Raylo. I'm gonna give you what you looking for.
Hello. Excuse me. Hey, Rob.
I'm sorry, Cadillac Joe.
Rob, man, take it easy on my co-host, man. It's the Cadillac. And boys, man, take it easy on him, man.
Yeah, I just had to come in and say what's up to you guys, man. I like baby boy. I like when he get a little static out, you know what I'm saying?
You just want to rough his fellas, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Hey, babe.
Hey, Cadillac Joe. Yeah. You ain't got to do none of that. Man, Rob, when I write, hey, Big Rob,
Rob.
Cadillac Joe, you coming to 41 tomorrow?
I don't know.
Because there's a few guys over here that's looking for you.
They looking for me? What they looking for me for?
They want to race.
What they want to do? What kind of car they racing?
A Firebird.
A
Nova.
What?
Monte Carlo.
What's their name? I know them.
Yeah, we got Tommy Gunner.
Oh, Tommy Gunner want to get out?
Yeah, he want to get down.
Okay. All right, well, I tell you what, let me see how my schedule works tomorrow because I got some stuff that I just found out I got to do. If I can work it around, I will be there. We might. Okay. Whoever it is, can you mute your mic? That's too much noise. Can you please mute your mic? Hey, can you cut that mic off? Thank you. Hey, give me a few minutes. I'll be right back with you guys.
Hey, we got a big tire cooler too.
Hello? Anybody listening in? Yeah, I can listen to you, man. You want to say something? Say something.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yeah, how you doing?
You racing tomorrow, baby boy?
No, I'm not racing tomorrow, man. Looking for me, X-Town. What? Ooh, Lord, could I have mercy. No, I ain't looking for him for a couple of cars. I ain't looking for him. I'm going to run him door-to-door, man. I ain't going to even play with y'all, man. Y'all know the guy that's trying to run me, man, I think they poop butts anyway.
Hey, baby boy.
So, Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not trying to disrespect nobody. I think they poop butts anyway because they won't race.
I take my street car, and I, with a fucked up trans, I try to, I try.
Oh, sorry,
well, hey, well, who's the one ain't racing, baby boy?
I don't know. It's a lot of, you guys got race cars. Y'all got street cars and stuff. Y'all ain't trying to race. If y'all was trying to race, I'd be at the track. It's finna get cold outside. I don't want to hear all this stuff and keep on threatening baby boy. I'm going to make you get up off, baby boy. I bet you. I guarantee you. Show shit is stuck at Grinch's Grocery. I'm going to make sure you get off, baby boy. You ain't going to call my name too many times. I bet you. When you call my name next time, I'll mess around and say hello.
How you going to do that, baby boy?
Hey, baby boy, this tough.
Rob, you want an NHRA program. Come on, man.
Hey, baby boy, this
tough.
Say something. Baby boy.
Go ahead, Chuck. Is that Chuck?
Yeah, what's happening?
How you doing, Chuck? What's going on with, man? Congratulations on y'all win down there, man. Y'all messed them South boys up, bro.
Yeah, now it's time to run over to North, where that Cadillac Joe at.
Hey, man, what you say, man? I thought we were friends.
We still friends, but I'm looking for Cadillac Joe.
Why are you trying to pick on my homie, man? Stop picking on my homie with that, man.
I thought we were friends, man. Hold on a few minutes. Give me a few minutes.
Yeah, all right. I'm just going to listen. Hey, baby boy, I ain't picking on.
Hey, Chuck, I thought we were coming over there, your shop to get tuned. Now, all of a sudden, you drawing on us, man. You want to race that? Okay, cool.
Hold on. I got a little bitty 10-inch tire Nova over here. Want a little action from that old big, pretty blue Camaro.
Well, let's get on some of the guys. Let's get it now. We don't want none of that. I don't think we want none of that right now. But listen, let's try to get up something different. Cause
it's a tennis tire car.
Yeah. What, it got a 6.1 in it?
It got a what?
Hello? They got a 6.1
cage in it. No, it's 8.1 cage. It ain't nothing
that's
special.
That's small.
That's too much for us, man. That thing, y'all run fast, man.
No. Look. I just got a guy over here. He wants to take his car out tomorrow. He's looking for a little action.
Get a GTR.
He's looking for a little action.
Well,
you know what he told me? Hey,
uh-huh.
Listen. He told me if Didi show up, it's on.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get on my show, because it's getting cold in the Midwest, in Chicago, Atlanta area, and y'all nuts are hot. And by y'all nuts are hot, they got these cars that can ride. Man, y'all guys race, man. Man, race these guys, man. Race each other, man. We can't whoop you. Cause y'all gonna be y'all. You know, kind of like Joe got the big pounds on his car. So you gonna say, Chuck? Well, I need a spy from the car. And Cadillac Joe gonna get it on and say, well, this and that, this and that, this and that, and it ain't gonna be no race.
Look.
Anybody that.
So you're missing the point. This kind of new car, and he don't really care. They ain't even got to run for a lot of money. He just want a little action. You know what I'm saying?
What's a lot of money?
Huh?
Well,
you know,
what's a lot of money?
$1,000 or something, $1,500, just to do something. It's the end of the year.
Well, Jay.
We don't like Joe to come back on. You know, I'm just saying.
Chuck, you see, you picking on the weak right now. You picking on the weak right now, Chuck. And I know I respect you because you 100. And the thing is about it is this here. Pick on somebody that's trying to race you, man. The Buick boys, right? I think the Buick boys to drag them to a race, you man. Let's get some racing going on in the city, man, because
Hold on. It ain't my car, but this guy right here say get him on the line.
They're at the track right now. Big Drag just whooped the Buick boys with his stock suspension, all steel Mopar.
Oh, I know, that's a pretty car too, boy.
That's a nice car.
I wish it had. That's a gorgeous car.
And they took Dee and them took their all muscle all steel Regal and raced them and sprayed at them. And Drag ran on the motor, and Drag got away. So I'm looking for the call because they try to race again tonight. So, like I say, man, I just want some drag racing around here, man, because it's getting colder. It's getting colder for you guys, man.
It should be something tomorrow. You know.
Yeah, and you know, and the event tomorrow and stuff like that. Hey, Kay, do we got some more people that's in? Anybody want to say anything? Y'all
can
say anything?
Baby boy.
Go ahead.
Hold on, Cal. Cal want to holler at you. Hold on.
Go ahead, Cal.
Is Vaz going to be there tomorrow?
I don't know. I hadn't talked to Vaz. Vaz mad at me. I don't know why he's mad at me, but he mad at me right now. I called his phone last night. He didn't answer the phone, so... I don't know if he's gonna be at the track tomorrow. I don't quote me on that. I don't know, but it ain't no problem for him to get to the track though.
Vaz ain't safe.
Vaz ain't safe. That's what you say. That's what you say. Vaz ain't safe.
Get his ass down.
Okay, then how you gonna run him?
Lock that in.
Y'all got a full chassis car. That motherfucking car full chassis, bro.
You know, we got a back half car.
Who got a full
Come
chassis?
Come on, man. Y'all in the water or something? The people in the aquarium?
Okay.
What you
who
speak
you
up to the mic, bro?
Who car you talking about?
I don't know. I can't book his car. I can't book Ron's car, bro. Let me tell you, man. I cannot book it. Because you draw on my homie. You can't just go on my show and just draw on my homie and then now be saying, well, it's okay. Cool. No, I can't
homie.
Do that. Okay,
fuck
that's fine.
Homie.
That's fine and dandy. That's fine and dandy.
Listen
to what I'm saying to you. I got my other buddy got a street car. All stock street car. All steel motherfucker that you can drive around every day and get in your motherfucking fat part of your business, boy.
But bring it to the goddamn track. You got something
for
we
sitting up here. Nah, we want to run your car you talking about, man. Fuck all that. You ain't got to do all that, bro. You ain't got to do all that pizza, man. You ain't got to do all that, man. We ain't got to get on this show and all this. I don't do that. If you want to race your big car, we got an all-steel car that we drive around all day, every day, pump gas car, and get in your business, man.
Are you able to lock that car in? Get whoever car you're talking about.
The guy that was in the background sounded like he was in the shower. Yeah, I'm locking in. Well, yeah, right now.
Talking about Parker.
Pardon me?
Are you able to lock that car in? You talking about
Parker? Yes, I'm able to lock it in. I'll call Chuck Summers right now. And I have it in. I'll lock it in right now. I'll lock that motherfucker in right now. Get your ass up here. Say what?
What car is it?
Don't worry about what it is. I got an all-steel car. We driving around with pump gas, man. We getting your business, man.
Yeah.
I call Chuck Summers right now, man. We looking for action right now, man. I promise you we looking for action, man.
Okay, we'll lock you in. What you want to lock in?
Five or better.
Okay.
We'll lock him in with a
firework. Who am I speaking with?
Lock your ass. You talking that shit.
We going to lock him in.
Who are you speaking with? Say what?
This Cal City.
So, Cal City, we race your car, right?
No.
No, we going to lock in.
What you say, boy?
We gonna be one of the ones, boy, with the back half cop.
on the motor. What?
I know, man. Listen, man. Hey, listen, man. I told you we got an all-steel car that we drive around, man, every day. You send a backhand car on a car that we drive off every day. You supposed to give somebody something. You got a fucking dinosaur.
Yes.
You got a whole dinosaur. Now, listen what I'm saying, bro. You're not listening. You got a whole dinosaur car.
You spray to spray. What the fuck?
You cannot, can I run you spray to spray? We drive a car around. Do that make common sense to you?
Drive a car around, though.
Hey, Channel 8 Joe, take the show over, man, because these people ain't trying to lock. They not trying to race. That's what drag racing went to. Everybody's trying to run cars.
Hey, look at here. Hold on. What you have to do, man, is find out. Do it like this here. Next caller. We got anybody else on the line? Somebody else, come on.
Hey.
Yo. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Who we speaking with tonight?
This Vaz, what up?
What up, Vaz?
What's going on? Who looking for me?
I said your name in the quote. I was saying to somebody else, and they got in my business, and I don't know why the hell they call you to say your name. Somebody called you out of some mess like that. We got all stock suspension car that they drive around, and they looking for action. It wasn't pertaining to you, though. It wasn't pertaining to you.
Oh, they talking about Cal City. Cal was looking for me or something.
Oh, okay. Cal City. I know Cal City. Oh, I'm looking at his number right now, and his mic open.
Hello?
Cal City?
Yo.
Cal City, you heard what Vaz talking to you.
No, I ain't hear nothing. What was that?
I, you still was looking for me.
I said you ain't safe.
You sound what?
You heard me.
I hear you. What you say?
I said you not safe.
I wouldn't be safe with a chassis car. You right. But dig this here.
What?
I got a buddy with, listen to this. I got a buddy with a back half. Lock your ass in 2-on-5. And get your ass down for next week. I'll make them knock your motherfucking head off.
I'm looking for that green damn car.
I bet you is. You got a chassis car. I bet you is. I bet the fuck you is. You got a chassis car. You ain't been looking for it. Now you looking for it. You got a whole chassis car trying to run the back half car. How do that sound? Listen.
No. I ain't talking about
that.
Listen. Yeah. You get the back tire and leave with a Mopar.
You said what?
Out the back door. You get the back tire and leave with a Mopar out the back door.
My car don't go out the back door. I'm going to take the back tire and the brake to the 8. Now lock your ass.
Okay, I'll lock you in with Tommy car to the 8. The note.
You just saying Joe car. Now you talking about Tommy car. I'm trying to tell
you. You won't run me, Vaz. I'm giving you the back tire.
Cal, just listen to what I'm just listen to what the fuck you saying. First of all, listen to what you're saying.
No, exactly.
You trying to run me with
a chassis. I'm giving you the back tie and lead to the back door.
Okay, I don't go to the back door. I don't run the back door. I didn't run those quarter three legs. That's so you know you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I never ran the quarter three legs. You ran the 8. You ran the 8, sir. And I'm going to run the 8 with you, too, with the back tie and the brake, sir.
I ain't doing that in the 8.
I know you better not do it. I'll beat your motherfucking ass with that chassis car.
Yeah, you know what?
Now, I'm listening.
Well, you got head up action with this note.
Like I said, I'll beat your ass with your car with the back tie and the brake. Now, I'm listening.
I ain't going to the 8. I already told you that.
Don't call me. Don't be calling me.
I ain't
like
calling you.
You talking crazy to me that you trying to looking for me. Because if you looking for me, I'll run the 8. I'm going to take the back tie and the brake from you. Other than that, don't look for me. And everybody trying to lock me in with Tommy Khan. I'm going to take the break from Tommy Khan, man. I'm not studying, y'all. Everybody study coming out, locking me in with Tommy Khan. Gun calling and trying to lock shit in. Everybody trying to talk shit with Tommy Khan. Tommy Khan, Tommy Khan. I'm
going to
take the break from Tommy Khan.
Then
lock in. Lock in. I'm going
to
take the break today for Tommy Khan. Now, lock that in.
No, you ain't getting the break.
Get head up, acting
with
you. I'm kidding. You trying to race me. Now, like I said, I'm going to take my buddy back in his car, and I'm make him beat your ass, lock in 205,000 for whatever day you want to race.
Why won't you beat my ass?
Nah, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Why won't you beat my ass?
I'm listening. You study trying to go get caught. I told you what I'm going to do to you.
Yo, weak ass Malibu.
It's going to be weak. My shit going to be weak on it in my car. You got the two chances.
Your
you
got the two chances.
But that's all right, guys. Bitch, I'll put this back half on your ass. Damn. Get the fuck down. Get the fuck down. Yeah. Like in 205 for the 18th, boy. 205.
Can we have support here? Can we need support here? Because that sounds about right. Because that race sound like, hold on, brother. Hold on, I'm going to say what you need to say. I'm going to just be in the referee, and I'm going to let y'all go. Y'all tied up right now. And go.
Hey, hold on, man. This ain't no free fall out all you can get, man. Break that down,
yeah,
man.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Hey, Kevin, can you see that mic and mute it? Can you see that mic and mute it, man? Please mute it. Thank you. Go ahead. Y'all Vons and Cal City Gal, y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead because y'all want to race each other. It's bad blood. Come on. Get your ass up there.
Ain't no bad blood. I'm trying to race. That's all.
Wow, you trying to race me. Yeah, damn, but it's 50 more cars out here. You trying to run me. Get your ass down. I'm going to take the back tire on the break, boy. Now, I'm going
to
take the back tire to the 8 from your car. From that two chassis ass car, I'm going to take the back tire and a break from you, man. Do the 8th. And I'm going
to
show you something. Or otherwise, we got a back half Camaro, boy. Not a chassis car. You got head up action. Out the back door, to the 8th, wherever you want
to
go.
Now,
I'm listening.
All right, Bob, we'll take that same race from you with a small block.
You take what same race from me?
That back tire and the brake.
I'm not giving nobody shit, so don't ask me for shit. I'm not in the mood to give it. I'm not giving nobody shit.
Hell.
I'm listening.
Hey, Bob, listen, what? I was trying to lock him in with a motherfucking pump gas car. They didn't want to run it.
Man, hey, a nigga think they got something.
We told you stock suspension. Malibu.
Man, I told you it was stock suspension car, and all of a sudden you got all
and
this
we drive around.
Special-ass shit on your car. I don't care about your parts. We don't care about none of that. Matter of fact, I take a motorcycle, man, and take a little spot from you, man, get in your business, man. We take a motorcycle, get in your business, Cal City Cal.
Hey,
now,
who else is talking to this man? Now he talking shit. Like I said, I'm going to take the back tire and the brake from him. Otherwise, you got a back half Camaro, all steel, and we'll run up in your ass and head up. Man. I'm listening.
Oh,
my
God, that
motherfucker.
Now
I'm listening.
Who is them guys talking, man? Them guys in the background talking. Why is them guys in the background talking? Why they won't get on the mic and say anything, man?
Cheerleaders.
Hey, boss.
Oh, listen. Boss. That's what they...
Boss.
I'm listening.
All right, you go be at the track tomorrow with your car?
I'm not going to the track tomorrow. I'm be out of town in the morning.
Okay. Well, never mind.
I'm listening.
I ain't got nothing else to say.
Oh, I tell you what. You trying to lock me in? Lock in. We gonna take this back half Camaro, man, and run you head up, Cal. You don't like that, do you?
What kind of back half?
A back half Camaro and run you head up.
What the hell he care about it? He got a full cash account. What the hell he care about it? He's got a full cash account.
He talked all that shit. He talked all that shit and he's scared. We're going to take a full back half, not a chassis car, a back half Camaro, and you got to head up action. Lock in 205.
For what event?
For the 18. Now lock 2 in on 5.
I think I'm going to be out of town then, boss.
You better be out of town.
What color Camaro?
You better be out of town.
Green, just like his car. Green. It's green, just like his car.
I'm listening. Don't take that Camaro and up, man.
We trying to go tomorrow.
That you is trying to go tomorrow. Hey. I won't be here tomorrow, but lock in any day after tomorrow. We can lock in for next weekend. Now,
okay,
lock in for Mark, Michigan. Now, 2005 or better.
What?
Now,
what
you want me to
tell
for money?
What year Camaro is this?
Man, it's a back half Camaro, man. Lock your ass in. That's what you got to do. Lock in.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
What year Camaro?
Man, it's a back half Camaro, man. What did you worry about the year for? Lock in. I'm going to come meet you right now.
Yeah.
2005. Where you want me to meet you at? Want to put up the Tommy house? Where you want me to meet you at? 205. You want to lock that in right now?
I'm not running the ghost car.
Hey, that's what Big Dre.
We got a back half Camaro, man. Work anything over that, man. Head the fuck up. I'm listening.
Boss, I'm not running the ghost car.
Bob, why are you getting upset, bro? You leave them people alone, they're not trying to race.
Hey, listen to this. Listen to this. Hey, baby boy. Hey. It's just a lot of punk-ass shit that's going on right now, and I'm going to get right in the middle of that shit. We got a back half Camaro here. Anything open.
Hey,
Bob,
you didn't
got to
get in the middle of it. You didn't got to get in the middle of it. No, you ain't got to get in the middle of it, Bob. You ain't got to do nothing. No,
Lock in 5. On 25 or better to the 8th then.
Motherfucker. Did you ever listen to what I just told you?
Lock in 25 or better to the 8th.
2 on 25, man. 2,000 on 20. I know 5. 2,000 on 20.
Hey, bet. 5 on 25 or better to the 8th. I'll run that motherfucking Camaro.
No, that ain't what it is. You don't lock in 2005 because when you see it, you'll pay the fucking lockup, man. You ain't gonna run a fucking cop.
Okay,
why are you talking shit?
Okay, bet. 2000 on 25 or better to the 8th.
205, man. 2005. Get it up there. You got a whole lot of cheerleaders over there. Get it up there.
25 or better to the 8th,
man. 2005.
I'm trying to run you. 2,000 on 25 or better to the
8th. Fuck that Camaro. Listen to what I'm telling you. Listen to what I'm saying. You didn't say what you had to say.
Fuck that Camaro. You want to talk shit?
I'm
going to
pull up on you.
Baby boy. Fuck both of y'all.
Listen to what I'm saying.
2,000 on 25 or better to the 8th. I'm saying 25 or better. If you want to
run it.
Now, we all can't talk at one time. It ain't no sense of screaming and hollering at one another. Let's talk as men and talk to one another, not scream, so everybody that's listening can understand what y'all trying to do. When you trying to say something, you got two other guys trying to say something.
On 25 or better to the 8th.
Like I said.
Fuck that, Camaro. I don't give a fuck what it is. Go get it.
Okay, but like I said, lock in 2 on 5. What's the problem?
What you mean, okay?
Okay, so what's the problem? 2 on 5. What's the problem?
I'm
going to put up on you and lock it in.
Tommy House. 25 or better. 2,000.
2 on 5, man. I need a BP man. Hello. Hey,
2 on 5. 8 mile pro tree for next weekend. 2 on 5. Now lock your ass in.
Oh, you...
I'm listening. I'm going to pull right up to Tommy House. 2 on 5 for next weekend.
two and five.
You're not supposed to do that, man, because they want something dead, bro. They want something dead. They're not like Three Love. They're not gonna go like that. So you gotta juice them. You gotta man juice. You gotta give them some what's the name of that Jamba juice. You gotta Jamba juice them. Give him some Jamba juice.
Only thing you got to do is get you some act right. Do you want to get down? Right. What you going to do? Bottom line, all this BS y'all talking, let's do get down.
Want to do the five?
You want? Are you going to go to 131 next Saturday? Yes or no? He want to do 5-on-5.
Come on. Get that Camaro there tomorrow.
He said he's trying to get it out of Mars. That's because he's
okay,
listen
the
to this.
Listen to this.
That's just room for him to wiggle.
Hey, Vaz, listen. You got this pump gas song, girl. Guess what he can do? Ask him they want some problems with it, man. Stop the special car, man. We're going to run the door to door, man. We're going to run them door to door, man, on the motor, man. They fly on motor, man. We're going to run a motor on the motor, man.
Y'all going from one thing to another. We talking about this damn Mopar.
Okay. We talking about the Mopar, sir. Lock in 2,000 on 5,000 for the 18th or the 4th or the next weekend in Martin, Michigan. That's all you got to do. I'm finna pull up with the money now. On
500 or better, Vaz.
Hey, man, 2 on 5, man. This is a robbing. What are we going to do to you, man? Lock in 2 on 5, man. What's the problem? You got niggas over there to bet with you? Well, like I just said, you got people over there to bet with you, man. You got people over there to bet with you. Y'all come up with a GMP. Come on with that 5,000.
Hey, as simple as this, do you want to do the 2 on 5,000 or not? Next caller, what you going to do?
There you go. Next caller. Next caller. There you go.
Next caller.
Thank you, Cadillac Joe.
I done gave you the world, Vaz. You still don't want to go. You ain't gave me nothing.
I told you what I'd do for you. The back tie and the break to the 8, and I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you just how weak my back half is when I fuck your chassis car.
That sounds gangster to me.
Nah.
Well,
get your ass down with this back half here the fuck up.
Hey, Cal, listen to me.
Listen to me. I got booking rights for this car. He said don't book his car for under 5,000. Now lock in 2 on 5, and you're going to see what happens. That's all you got to do, bro.
All right,
well, that's the end of that. I don't even want to talk to y'all anymore. I'm out of here.
Next caller, then call me.
Don't say that, Jack.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I think you're talking to you.
No, not at all. I want you to have it. Willie, you mind passing this down to...
Hey, don't
pass your cornbread to him. That's your cornbread.
Ray, I'm a grown man, okay? I'm not going to eat this cornbread. If he wants the cornbread, damn it.
If he wants some cornbread, let him go up to the front and get his own portion of cornbread. That's your cornbread. Fuck him.
Hey, man, he going to eat his cornbread, all right? Fuck you,
Ray. Look, I don't need you to take up for me. I'm all right. I'm a grown man. I can handle it.
If you let him have your cornbread, you're going to be adding his drawers and clipping his toenails.
Maybe I ought to eat your cornbread.
Oh, motherfucker, you can't have my cornbread. That's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree going to begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth. That's for damn sure. Now, fuck him. Fuck that. Because I'm from New York City, goddammit. Nobody take no cornbread from me. And that goes for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
Get up!
Cal City.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about, y'all. I got the bag up.
They gonna come to the track tomorrow. They gonna talk trash
drink some beer, and ain't nobody going to race. But they bass, they just bring their cars and make a pass, make some noise, and that's it. Back in the day, man, we didn't do all that, man. We get down. You got a big time, little time, big motor, little motor, get down. That's it. Ain't nobody want to lose nothing. Now, Voss tried to knock the man in for his price. The man didn't want to lock in for his price. So now they wasted 45 minutes talking about nothing because nobody ain't did nothing. But now, 131 next weekend at Martin, Michigan, don't meet me there, beat me there because it's going down. You understand? Knock on some of them heads up there and get paid, get a check. We're going to see some drag racing, man. We got to do better, man. If you ain't got a fast car, you got a car, just get up there. If you don't want to race for a whole lot of money, find somebody who will accommodate your race, man. That's it. Because a lot of you cats, man, y'all trying to go, but you can't find no date. The date means nobody want to race for what you want to race for. So you got to try to catch up with your crowd. Stay in your lane.
Hey, Cadillac Joe, my older brother just said that. My older brother said, man, these guys don't want to race, man. These guys be sitting around here on the shows, man. He say, man, I be listening to these shows, man. They want to put this on the guy, and if they ain't got this and all this old shit.
What up, baby boy?
What's going on, brother? How you feel?
It's Terrell, man. What's happening?
Hey, what happened, Terrell?
Yeah, I'm just listening on y'all, man. That's all.
How do you feel about them guys? The topic of the show tonight was how you feel the guys is coming from Bug, back and forth, straddling the fence, going from drugs racing, and then coming back.
Hello?
Who, what? Yeah.
Hello?
Can I have stuff like that?
I got cut off, man.
You think that's okay?
I hear you now. I got cut off.
I ain't never been on.
Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
Who run the boards, man?
I don't know who run the board, but I was just trying to find out from you guys, man, how do you guys feel about them guys going from grudge racing and then coming back into class racing and they started to fit because they had some
Uncle Larry, top of the evening. How you doing, Uncle Larry?
I'm doing fine.
What up?
All right.
I just want to say one thing, man. 131 next Saturday. Don't meet me there, beat me there. Going down.
All right.
Fox off. Check that. One time for your mind. How you like that?
What's all that background noise? I can't hear y'all.
You can't hear?
Somebody playing TVs and marbles and shit?
Hey, we got some background noise. Can you mute your mic? We really appreciate it.
Hey, baby boy, there's a lot of grudge races. I'm turning their clocks on today, boy, on that show.
I've been watching.
Shadow ran 411, man. I saw it last night.
Did y'all get the latest report on the drag race? Y'all get the latest report on the drag race?
Drag
yeah,
one.
Big drag
just knocked Dee Dee head off.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He's supposed to.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's supposed to. You got to hear me.
Huh?
I said, Uncle Larry, he's supposed to. You got to hear me.
No, just because he got a Hemi, that don't make him win. That.
See, baby, don't understand that the man went to work. He went to work. That's all that count. He went to work on that doo-doo, on that boo-boo, on that tutu. He put their head up there and knocked him out. Say,
I know a whole lot of guys got him as right now, King would be this.
Things is that Big Brad was up there at the ground with him, hear me, and he turned him over. He turned the ass clean up. Spread him down the toilet seat. Who the hell?
Break yourself, fool!
At York and Roosevelt Road, where you always save more money. Get your ass up there.
You got knocked the fuck out, bitch!
Yeah. Oh, man. What a show at? Hello?
Right here, Uncle Larry.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear nobody.
Yeah, right here, Uncle Larry. I was just, I was trying to, lock in with, Cal City Cal. Chuck Sam just called me and said he got a, all steel car. They driving around. They want to, play. And, pump gas car, they go to, gas station and fill it up with gas. And they trying to get in somebody's business. And, them guys said they didn't want to run. So, I was trying to figure out these guys, you know, looking from page to page on my Facebook page, and they was saying a lot of guys down south were saying, well, it's okay to go from class racing to grudge racing. Do you think that's fair?
You say that again, baby boy.
Do you think it's okay to go from class racing to grudge racing, and it's okay? Because a lot of guys from down south said it was okay. Because there's a lot of guys from down south that's in that shootout at Ducks Race, not putting no mishaps on Duck because he doing his own event. And, you know, they try to win money and stuff like that. They had event from Thursday to Thursday to Sunday. And I was trying to figure this stuff out. And there's a lot of guys from the South that's in grudge racing now. Listen to what I'm saying. That's in grudge racing saying it's okay to straddle the fence.
If that's what their choice is, one way or the other. But my thing with it is that if you're a grudge racer, you know, grudge racing and class racing don't mix, and you know that. But you know, you got some people that's above the law, you know. And with that being said, that might be a little bit too much said, you know. But you got some people that think they're above the law and they can do whatever it is that they want to do because they're the people.
How in the hell you gonna say it's above the law, Uncle Larry? You got a grudge race talk show. You got a grudge race community that do that. You understand what I'm saying? So my thing is this: is so it's okay for me and you to race each other, but it's not okay for me and you to go to the track and put our time up when we grudge race.
Well, that's what the class
is. That's not right, man. That's class racing. If you class race. If not, I understand you run different tires. They got different tire size. So the guy that's running the class race, because they got tire sizes in certain classes at Duck Race, excuse me, saying, well, he got a 275 on and he got a 10.5 on. And they can race each other. So it's basically the same tire, but it said different on the outprint of the tire. So what I'm saying is...
That don't mean nothing.
So
just
what is
that? Just back it up. Come on now. You sweet thing, you. Hey, baby.
Hey, sugar booger. Face ass. Now, Uncle Larry, what I was trying to get to is why it's okay for you know, certain guys to do certain things, and then it's frowned upon for Cadillac Joe to run Lil Tony because they want a race to excite the crowd for whatever it was. So why would you look frowned upon, and then you guys get on these shows, and then you talk about Cadillac Joe because Cadillac Joe got a full race car, and then Lil Tony got a car he drive around, and yeah, he shouldn't ran that car no way, and this and that and this and that. Get your faggot ass out. This shit don't even sound right.
Well, baby boy, you know, we all from the same family, baby, you know, and if we want to, if it ain't nobody else doing nothing and we want to get together and race each other, we can do that, baby boy. You know, that's my opinion on that, because we all from the same family, you know, so it wasn't really no serious thing that was going on during that period of time. I don't know why didn't nobody express that so people would really understand the full thing about that, you know, but that was no serious thing at all, man. That was just something to be done, man, because it wasn't nothing going on. You know.
Well, that's my whole thing. You see what I'm saying? These guys got the same type of car. One, a tenth faster than the other, a half a tenth faster than the other, and they still won't go. They still won't go. Cadillac Joe ain't have to win that race. Look, Tony's going to run that race. Then y'all, Cadillac Joe, y'all got on the show, y'all. Cadillac with the cheese and Cadillac Joe about. He got whooped by a street car and this and that, all Ford and Chevy. He got this and this and that and this and that and this and that.
Just come on,
man.
Ooh,
wee.
Hey,
I'm
sorry about that, man. I seen this youngster, man. He ran across the street on the bike and almost got hit by a cab. Thank the Lord I wasn't speeding, the cab wasn't speeding. Thank the Lord. Sorry about that, fam. I just want to know one thing. Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
I just want to know one thing, man.
Yeah.
I got some cornbread for you.
I like cornbread.
Hey, yay.
Yes, sir. I love cornbread. I had some.
How are you doing tonight, Uncle Larry?
Man, I'm doing wonderful, man. God is the most highest and the most greatest, man. And as long as I got him in my life, I'm going to be all right when it comes to anything. You know, because I know who he is for myself. You know,
that's
why
right.
I don't have a problem with praying and asking him for the things that need to be done or so far and so on. And thank him for showing me in my right mind, giving me my health and strength and sending me on my way, man.
All right. Now, that's what I'm talking about.
So I'm good. I'm good, Cadillac.
Well, Uncle Larry, I just want to tell you, man, I can't wait till next Saturday, 1:31,
man.
Getting it in, smelling some,
man,
of that funky ribs, and seeing them go.
Yeah, sir, because somebody going to get some barbecue sauce put on their behind.
Hey, somebody going to have some barbecue, man.
Yeah.
Man,
open.
That's all I'm going to tell you.
Open pit.
Go ahead, I need
you. I say open pit.
And that's it, baby. Open fire pit, baby.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I just wanna see him go.
I'm already ready.
I wanna see them Detroit folks get in line with Chicago. I want Chicago, the 10 most finest, to get up there. My hitters get up there. And 10 of the most finest of Detroit get up there. Those hitters, let's get it in action. Get it in gear. We're going to have our own tsunami right here on our ground. What you think? How that sounds?
Hey, you know what? I can't wait for Lil Tony's birthday bash, man. Lil Tony's going to have a bad thing in Chicago, man. If a guy ain't there, man, he's going to miss out. And guess what? I'm going to be right there on the radio show.
You need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
And I'm going to do what I need to do and just scream and laugh at that man party, because we're going to have a nice time, man. Certain guys come out and support Lil Tony. there's a lot of guys that come out and support Clocks Off, and we want everybody to come out.
Latoni is a great supporter, man. Latoni should be getting a lot more support than what he really actually gets. You know, I have my own personal opinion because, you know, just about every time you look around, Latoni, it no matter where it's at, you know, Latoni goes, he does support, you know, and that's why I make sure I support him. If I don't go and support it, then I feel like I'm out of order, you know, and I have to deal with myself on that, you know. So I don't want to put myself in that position because that ain't no good position to be in. Not unless you just don't give a damn. But you know, I do. Yeah, he do happen to be one of my people, you know. So I'm gonna do what I do. Anybody know me know that.
Well, my whole thing, this is real talk. I just want to see him go, man. I just want to see us engage, man. You like the old days. I don't care what size tie you got. I don't care if you got a back half and I got a street tie. If I think I can win, I'm going to try you. That's all I can say, man. Everybody mm-hmm. trying to do a safety. They got a pin. They don't want no trouble. But they say they're fair. I'm just waiting to see what happens, man. That's all.
Yeah.
That's it. It should be real interesting next weekend. I'm looking forward
Break
to it.
Break yourself,
that. Fool.
Me too. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Hey, Mike see something. The midgets might come out. I'm trying to get them midgets. They've been acting a little funny lately, man.
Lately?
I had to check them earlier today. They've been trying to get right, so. Kind of like to do a chin check in this thing.
That's it.
You know how that's going. Hey, I want to send out a shout out to Donnie and the crew.
And,
how
you
doing, champ?
Hey, champ. Hello, is this a gentleman, a lady? How's everybody doing this evening?
We doing fine, champ. You ready for next week?
Ready? Yeah. I'm ready.
Hey, I'm having a lot of money on you, man.
Well, you getting ready to be a rich nigga, you see, because next week, I'm knocking somebody the fuck out. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand now. Took a while, but I got it.
Well, you peoples enjoy your meals. Come on, baby.
Hey, now you heard the champ. The champ went down there and knocked them cats out. They bagging up. Boy, they don't want no trouble. They don't want them troubles no more. They act like they do. They don't want them troubles, man. So that's how the North got to be, man. All you cats hear my voice, man. We got to represent. Stop sitting down. Get up there.
We got to represent it. We got to get back to business, man. We got to get these races going down, man.
Right, we got to get it done.
Yeah, got to get it done.
Hey, y'all looking around the corner. It's gonna be winter time again.
It's racing up here. I don't think it's enough racing among the country. They racing. They racing for events and stuff like that. They not really racing on where racing really started at. They not racing there. And the guys that's really racing, they keeping it up under their hat and stuff, and nothing wrong with that. There's really nothing wrong with that. But the thing is about it, the guys that be on these shows, big chief and stuff like that, that's what they need to do. Uncle Larry.
Yeah.
They need to try with drag racing, right? Locking in and stuff like that to break somebody. I think that'll make the race, especially grudge racing, more prevalent in the community of racing, period. Because there's a lot of guys that get on these shows, Cadillac Joe. You know it, Cadillac, because they said what you ain't gonna do and the next person ain't gonna do and what you ain't got and this and that. They get personal with this choreography about drag racing. Drag race, man. You got a race car, get to the track. If you feel like you want to race somebody. Don't get on. If you got your man, race the man, man. Don't get on and threaten the man. You stand them out. How you racing? You ain't racing. You stand a man out. And you faster than them anyway. And you know you faster than them. And then you going to sit up here and scare the man off on the show. Man, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this to you and this and that. And I'm going to do that to you. Man, guess what? That scared dude mess around. You push your cat in the corner. What's gonna happen, Uncle Larry? Cadillac Joe.
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
If you push your cat in the corner, what's gonna happen if that cat get pushed in the corner?
Man, that cat gonna come out that corner and tear you up. Gonna knock you dead on your katucha.
And that's the whole thing. These guys get on these shows, man, threaten people and call people out. Man.
I think what it really be, man, they just want to let him entertain. They trying to entertain. So they get their mouth to job checking and saying something, and it sounds good to them. So, hey, why not keep going?
Hey, Cadillac Joe, guess what though, Cadillac Joe? That's what I'm here for, entertainment. I ain't got no problem with entertaining anybody ignorance. I ain't got no problem with entertaining nobody ignorance. So my thing is this here. I want to see some drag racing. In my ignorance, to be ignorant, that so much ignorant, I want to see my ignorance to see you race. I want to see you race. You got a race car, let's race.
Let's see. But see, you got to understand, baby, drag racing ain't what it used to be. Everybody ain't trying to drag race. They trying to dog jake. They want to dog jake. If you want to drag race, man, get up there. If you race for $2,000, you race for $5,000. They'll go for $1. They'll go for $0. All you got to do, get up there. If you really want to race, because at the end of the day, whatever you make, it's something. If you say you can't race for 500, well, I race for 1,000. 1,000, get up there. That's 1,000 more that you didn't have when you came. That pay for your gas. That pay you something to eat. Buy a part for your car if you need it. But it's all in the process of stipulating the race.
And bragging rights.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, you have to understand, man, old school is about the bragging rights. It wasn't so much about the money. You got guys now trying to get money just on stiffs. Hope you don't come to the track. Hope you don't do this so they can get paid punk out. Back in the day, it wasn't no thing about no punk out. If we locked in some money, I'm waiting on you. But if I locked it in with you, I know you coming. That's all it was. If you had a problem with your car, I'm going to give you money back. Until next, when you get your car fixed, you come back, we lock it up again, and that's how we did. But now the new school, the new tax, done changed the whole room. So it's another thing. It is what it is, man. Folks trying to outbitch, trying to pay possum. Everybody got a different agenda, man. That's all. So when you hear people talking about you want to hear racing, best place to go see some racing, go to 66. Go to 40. Go out to 131. Man, get in the car and travel. Go see some drag racing. Because some cats, they want to race. Some cats don't want to race.
And that ain't no good.
Rang. Boy, get the whole safe.
But that's what I'm saying, man. You gotta understand. It's fun, you know. You got guys out here, man, that's in our circles, man. They like to race. But some everybody wants some cushion. There ain't no cushion out here. You want to get in? You want to be a grudge racer? Get out. Show them that you that cat. You the big dog. Big dog. Hey, he gets bark tougher than his bite. If you ain't ready, stand down. That's all I can tell you.
Yes, sir.
That's all right. Hey, what can I tell you? Only I can tell you, baby boy, get out there and do your thing. Get out there and get me my money. Yes!
Bring it in the cheese.
Bring in the cheese, baby. Bring that, get that cornbread back over here.
Hey, God. You gonna eat your cornbread?
Oh, Trevor.
Don't say nothing. You talking to me?
Yeah, I think he's talking to you.
No, not at all. I want you to have it. Willie, you mind passing this down to...
Hey, no, hi, don't
pass your cornbread to him. That's your cornbread.
Ray, I'm a grown man, okay? I'm not going to eat this cornbread. If he wants the cornbread, damn it.
Have the cornbread. If he wants some cornbread, let him go up to the front and get his own portion of cornbread. That's your cornbread. Fuck him.
Hey, man, he going to eat his cornbread, all right? Fuck you,
Ray.
Look, I don't need you to take up for me. I'm all right. I'm a grown man. I can handle it.
If you let him have your cornbread, you're going to be ironing his drawers and clipping his toenails.
Shit, I know niggas. Maybe I ought to eat your cornbread.
Oh, motherfucker, you can't have my cornbread. That's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree going to begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth. That's for damn sure. Now, fuck him. Fuck that. Because I'm from New York City, goddammit. Nobody take no cornbread from me. And that go for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
That's the key right there, baby. That's the key. Hey, you got any callers out there, baby? Ain't nobody hitting the one button. Hello? Anybody out there? Well, nobody out there. I guess we'll close the show down.
Hey, Cadillac, it's real.
Hey, what's up, Jarrell?
You coming out tomorrow?
Huh?
You coming out tomorrow?
Yeah. No, I ain't gonna be out tomorrow. I gotta do a little job. Marty called me this morning, told me they want me to be. I got to do some services.
I'll catch you Sunday then.
Yeah. You need to come see me too, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello. You got any callers out there?
Cadillac.
What? Yeah, what's Cadillac. Up, baby? That's my name. Come on. This is the Cadillac. Baby, holla at me. Well, nobody don't want to talk. We're going to call it a short night. Well.
Hey, give a shout out to Big Jazz for kicking DD in the ass, man. Fuck them. Want that money. Y'all ain't talking about that bullshit. We're walking with me, but got his ass whooped.
Well, on that note there, I guess we're going to close the show.
God.
Baby. Baby. Baby, baby. Woo!
Larry. Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yes,
I need
sir.
You to do me a favor.
What's that, Kevin?
Hey, man, I need you to bring me something, man.
What you want me to bring you, man?
Man, bring me some of that good stuff, you know. You know what I'm talking about. The only place you can get down where you at, man. Some of that red stuff, man. What they call Walla to the milling base. That good stuff. I know you know how to pick it. Can you accommodate me on that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. That's all I can say, Hunk. I got that's what I want. How's everything going on down there?
So far, so good.
That's good. That's good.
It just was hot, though, you know?
Hey, man, it's hot, man. You got to enjoy it while you can.
Man, it was hot. You can
put hey, I like it when it's hot. They get naked. I like it when they get naked. Hey, baby, don't you like when they get naked? Oh. Yeah. Yeah. What you think about that, huh? You gonna bring some of that back with you too, huh? Put it in the bottle. What you think about the race tonight, huh?
Between who?
Between the Buick boys and that Hemi. Did you think it was going to go any other way?
No.
Man, tell it like a T.I. is, man. He's trying to tell them Buick boys they can't deal with that Hemi, man. But, you know, I got to give them a little credit, man. They try to go. I didn't think D.D. was going to do it. D.D. pulled it off. Had to get it one time for his mind. Now I see, you know who I want to really see race on? I want to ask this question. Can you be the white line? Can you be the white line? And how long can you stay in front of it? Now, I asked that question once before. I didn't get no answer, so I'm trying to answer it again and see if I can get an answer to that. Anybody, any call out there can answer that question? If you can answer that question, I'm going to give you a Clocks Off t-shirt. Two of them.
Uh-oh.
Now, let me see if I can pull them out the woodwork. And I got two of them. They 2-3Xs. So I know all you guys that's out there that got that little, you know, extra, it'll fit you. Well, nobody ain't pushed one button. I guess they can't answer that question.
No doubt.
No doubt. Because you can't beat the white line, huh?
Mm.
I don't care how fast you go. You can run up on it, but you can't beat it. Because he already there before you get there. If you can tell me which white line I'm speaking of, you can win 2 Clocks Off t-shirts. Black and green. Ooh. You can be a player. Welcome to the ball.
Got a couple of midgets you can come on in with. And put you on that status. What you think about that? They all be quiet tonight. Well, ain't nobody else on. I guess we'll go on and cut this on down.
Yeah, all right, man. Well, it was good getting a chance to come in and talk with y'all, man. And,
appreciate you tuning in, huh? Well, you know, like I say, it's always a pleasure having you on the show, you and D, and all the other guys that called in tonight. Appreciate you. Cal City, all you guys, and Big Terrell and all that, Baby Terrell, the Hulk,
mm-hmm.
and you know, Ground and Pound Cat, you know, man, appreciate all you guys tuning in, man. We're going to sign off, man. We're going to get up out of here. We're going to get out early. I can go play with the old lady a little bit.
Come
now.
Come on, man.
All right.
And with the local DVD, dude.
No.